And you're listening to Inside Agriculture from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Ag News 890, and Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. While the presidential candidates are largely at odds over key issues that affect farming in rural America, Hillary Clinton said she'd continue to spend money on commodity payments, crop insurance, and disaster aid for family farms that need help in disasters or other tough times. Donald Trump is expected out with specifics on his farm policy in the coming days, but has already proposed ending the estate tax, cutting corporate taxes, freezing regulations, limiting immigration, and renegotiation of trade deals. Clinton, like Trump, opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, likely worth billions of dollars in new farm exports. National Pork Producer Council spokesperson Dave Warner hopes things change after the election.
Once they're in office, they see the realities of things that maybe they change. The U.S. pork industry exports more pork to the 20 countries with which the United States has an FTA than to all the other countries of the world combined.
Warner calls TPP the biggest commercial opportunity ever for the U.S. pork industry. On taxes, Clinton would reduce the estate tax exclusion and raise the tax rate above that level. Trump wants to end the estate tax completely. South Dakota Republican Representative Chrissy Noem says the death tax, after a loss in her own family, is one of the reasons she got into politics.
Because at one of the most vulnerable times of people's lives, the federal government says we need to take what you have and what your family has worked for. You know, a lot of the conversation today has been about that the rich need to pay more. Well, the rich will avoid this tax. They have the resources to do that. But it hits families like mine harder than ever.
Meantime, Trump wants a temporary freeze on regulations, which he calls a stealth tax, larger than what the IRS collects every year from companies and individuals combined. Clinton proposes expanded tax credits for rural areas and a national infrastructure bank. On energy, Clinton says she'll strengthen the RFS, though her staff sought advice from California regulators on fixing the RFS. Trump has not suggested changes and says he's in 100% in favor of ethanol. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk about the consumer food prices in the United States. They're unchanged in July, and thanks largely to declining meat costs. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Also, Senator Toomey is announcing his opposition to TPP. That's also coming up next. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We're back after this. From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture. Consumer food prices in the U.S. were unchanged in July, thanks largely to declining meat costs. Now, the Labor Department reports the Consumer Price Index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs purchased at the grocery store dropped 0.6% last month, following a 0.7% decrease in June. Over the previous 12 months, meat, poultry, fish, and egg prices together have fallen 5.6%. The decline has contributed to a decrease of 1.6% in the index for all food consumed at home over that time span. Now, according to Meeting Place, in July, the index for food at home fell 0.2%, its seventh decline in the past 9 months. Prices for dairy, cereal, and bakery products fell last month, while fruits, vegetables, and non-alcoholic beverages turned higher. Republican Senator Pat Toomey this week announced his opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. The senator from Pennsylvania says TPP has inadequate provisions for drug companies and dairy farmers. Pro Farmer reports President Barack Obama has been banking on gathering enough Republicans for most votes needed to pass the trade agreement. Obama's expected to send the trade deal to Congress following the November election. Toomey said TPP does not do enough to open up new markets in Japan and Canada for American dairy products compared to access the deal would grant to New Zealand farmers eyeing milk exports to the United States. The opposition by Toomey is largely seen as a move to gain votes for re-election. As the Washington Post reports, Toomey has generally supported freight train agreements, even writing so in his book, The Road to Prosperity. Well, NASA predicts 2016 is going to be the warmest year on record for Earth, but forecasters offer a prediction of relief for 2017. Weather forecasters say a new annual record is unlikely in 2017 since the effect of El Nino is fading. That does not mean 2017 will be much cooler, however. Forecasters say the long-term trend is toward warming, but there's natural variability, bringing ups and downs to overall temperatures each year, according to Reuters. Now, La Nina, the cool counterpart of El Nino, is expected to be weak and develop this fall or early winter. July of this year was the hottest single month since records began in the 19th century. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association says July was the 15th month in a row to break a monthly heat record. Records date back to 137 years to 1880. Well, Monsanto has allowed Bayer Ag a glimpse into the St. Louis, Missouri-based seed company's books amid ongoing merger talks. Sources familiar with the talks told Reuters this week Monsanto and Bayer have yet to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but Monsanto has granted Bayer a limited drip of information. A non-disclosure agreement would allow Bayer to conduct due diligence on Monsanto in reconsidering its offer to acquire the company. The all sources also say Bayer has no appetite to put a deal at risk by going hostile, although added talks were difficult. Monsanto CEO Hugh Grant told investors this week that Monsanto remains in discussions with Bayer and other parties about potential strategic transactions. Monsanto has rejected two potential bids from Bayer thus far, the latest being worth $64 billion. While the United Kingdom this week vowed to support farmers and universities that receive billions in funding each year from the European Union once the country leaves the EU, Bloomberg reports the UK will match the level of agricultural funding until 2020. A UK official says the nation's determined to ensure that people have stability and certainty in the period leading up to its departure from the EU. The announcement comes as the UK faces an array of demands from EU nations when exit negotiations begin, foreshadowing a long and complicated process that's likely to generate uncertainty and weigh on business investment. We'll have more right after this. From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture. Well, after promoting safety for 30 years, Farm Safety for Just Kids has closed its doors. Now, the board of directors for the organization voted to disband the group. Most of the group's assets, as well as library and education materials, will be given to the Progressive Ag Foundation. Now, there, they'll remain free to the public. Marilyn Adams is the founder and president of Farm Safety for Just Kids, and she talked about the decision to shut down that organization.
We recently decided to disband the organization. It doesn't mean that our work won't continue because we are transferring everything over to the Progressive Ag Foundation, and a lot of people are aware of the day camps that they host in a lot of different communities, and we feel like it's time to let them carry our torch, and they will have all of our educational materials on their website, and our website will be connected to theirs so we don't lose people in the interim.
Adams said she founded the organization because of a personal tragedy in her own life.
I founded Farm Safety for Just Kids almost 30 years ago, and it was a year after we lost our son in a farming accident. Keith was 11. He suffocated in a gravity flow wagon, and as I dealt with my own personal grief, I needed to find a positive focus and decided to start the organization. And then one thing led to another, and we grew, and things snowballed and the media kept picking up on it. And it's just been a really good 30 years of developing educational materials and finding volunteers to work in the communities. And we're very proud of what our accomplishments are.
Now, as the organization disbands, Farm Safety for Just Kids will donate $5,000 to the National 4-H Council and the FFA organization to recognize both groups for their work in advocating for safety. Now, Adams said her work has been personally rewarding and very successful.
You know, when I first started all of this, it was not a public demand to have children's farm safety, and now it's the norm. And a lot of organizations are promoting it. A lot of ag companies are promoting children's farm safety. And when you look on the internet, you see that there's children's farm safety all over the world. And some of that information is cut and pasted from our educational materials on the website, and we encourage that.
She looks forward to seeing how the Progressive Ag Foundation carries on their work.
The Progressive Ag Foundation will continue our legacy by working with our outreach coordinators as well as promoting our educational materials and having it available to the general public.
It's been a rewarding career working for farm safety.
I would like to thank all of the ag industry for backing children's farm safety and incorporating it into their own programs. It's been a wonderful time for me personally to get acquainted with so many different people, but most of all, it's been awesome to see these young people grow up with farm safety and take it on into their own workplace. And, you know, we have kids that have grown up going to our programs that are, you know, in the workplace in ag industry now. And they, you know, they're adults and raising their own children on the farm. In 30 years' time, it's just a real joy to be a part of that and to provide some leadership in the whole children's farm safety movement.
Farm Safety for Just Kids said it believes the mission of making agriculture safer will be better served by combining its forces with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. Again, the president of that organization, Marilyn Adams, founder and president of Farm Safety for Just Kids. We'll be back with more. You can be a farmer for another company, and the American Farm Bureau is going to push it. We'll talk about that next. Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture on this Friday morning, the American Farm Bureau Federation is partnering with the Farmers' Almanac to find three farmers or ranchers to be recognized as Farmers' Almanac Farmer of the Year. Well, Farm Bureau says the award seeks to recognize and share the hard work and contributions farmers make to society. Farm Bureau External Relations Director Sarah Brown Durkas explains who the deal candidates and are for that recognition.
We're looking for how this farmer or rancher or yourself got into agriculture, whether you got into it a year ago or 100 years ago, how you're innovative, how you support your community, and how you're an inspiration to others and a true leader in agriculture.
She says the partnership between Farmers Almanac and AFBF brings two agriculture traditions together to honor the winners.
The American Farm Bureau and Farmers Almanac really go hand in hand as two American traditions in agriculture. And we both just felt that it's important to honor these farmers and ranchers who are actively contributing to the agriculture community and are true leaders and an inspiration to their community.
She says the three farmers and ranchers recognized as Farmer of the Year will be featured in the 2017 Farmers Almanac.
Those three winners also will receive a lifetime subscription to Farmers Almanac, and they'll be offered a reimbursement for a one-year membership to Farm Bureau. So if you know of an outstanding Farmer of the Year, or if you yourself want to nominate your family or your own business or tell your own story, just go to farmersalmanac.com/Farmer of the Year.
Nominations must be submitted by January 31st of 2017. Submit the nomination, farmersalmanac.com/Farmer of the Year. Well, that's a look at what's going on today inside agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.